We ran through the Gemara yesterday, Yudim and Beis. He had learned it already a month ago. So let's see the top tesis. The Gemara says we learn out the institution of Chazakah, but you don't know what the facts are. So you shtel of Chazakah, and then you pass the Torah about that. Chazakah works l'hakil, or Chazakah works l'hachmir. If there's a cheskas eshesish, if a woman is a Suffolk Eshesish, Suffolk ain't Eshesish, and she's been an Eshesish for the last couple of years, we assume she's about the Eshesish. If someone will be Mazana with her, it'll be Chayiv Chatos, or Chayiv Misa, whatever. Chazaka, you pass a nice Batoris Vadai. And if you have a Chazaka Lohakil, and you have a Suffolk, you pass a nice Lohakil Batoris Vadai. Chazaka works, but the Lohakil, same thing, Roiv. Roiv works. L'hakala rav works l'achma, whatever the rav happens to be. So let's see the top tesis. The Gemara quoted Rabbi Yonason. Amar Rabbi Shmuel Banachmena Amar Rabbi Yonason, right in the middle of Yud Amud Beis. The source for the institution of Chazaka is the Pasuk. V'yatzaka min habayis l'pesach habayis. Hizkas habayis dilma denofik. Perhaps, as the Kohen is walking out of the house, a denofik yosa, as he's walking out and strolling along, how does he have the right to declare the bias is tomei? A bias muzgar is tomei. To what extent a bias hamuchlad is even more tomei? So how does he have the right to declare it? For his is a bias, perhaps. But and maybe it shrank. Maybe no longer has the gris. So there are really two types of chazoka. Let's say I wake up in the morning and I have a shadow, should I go to the yeshiva? Maybe a terrorist bombed the building. Maybe there's no yeshiva anymore. So if I heard on the radio that the terrorists in Washington Heights bombed the building, a university was bombed, then there's a latest asafik. If I didn't hear anything, that's a chazoka without even a reisa. If I heard that they bombed the building, there's a chazoka with a reisa. In either event, I have to go to the yeshiva. Whether there is a race or not a race, because the din is chazak is good. So Tosi has the kashim. All you see from the pasuk, the yotzah kohen al min habayis al pesach habayis v'hizgus habayis. You see that a chazak where there's no race, paskan zois b'toris vaday, that there is still a gris, and the bayis is tummy. How do you know that even if there's a race, you go basa chazak? That's their kashim. Avokosha, the fifth line from the top. Tenech echad the leker reise, that you follow chazok. All right. Let's say a kohen has a shayla. Is he allowed to walk on Amsterdam Avenue? Maybe there's a dead body. It's a suffix. So there's a chazok. And sheshes may breshes. When the Rebbeinu Shlom created this part of the globe, there were no dead bodies. So we shtel off the chazok. We don't know whether it changed. So we shtel off the chazok. There probably still no dead bodies, unless you know for sure. So that's a chazaka without a reisa. What if you know for sure that people were? We find out that 200 years ago in Washington Heights, the Indians or whoever, the Yekis, whoever moved here 200 years ago, buried people in the middle of the street. Buried people not in the cemetery, middle of the street, whoever came here. So that's a chazaka. How do you know chazaka even works when there is a later sasafik that is not true? That's their kasha. Avol kasha ten chechad like a reisa. You see, you start off chazak. Hey, chadik erase. And when there's a latest asafik kagoyin, sakin shenimtzis peguma. That's another thing. There are two dinim in chazak. There's one din chazak. You assume it didn't change. There's another din chazak. I know bevada that it changed. I assume that the change occurred as late as possible. A person was killed by the Nazis. A person died. You don't know whether he died on the first day, the second day. So Yishtalav Cheskes Chai, and you assume that he died on the second day. The Yortzad is observed on the second day. How do you know that? You know, Bevadai, that the circumstance changed. You don't know when it changed. You assume that the change occurred as late as possible. Where do you see that from the Pasuk over here? That's the Akasha. That's what you see. You see both of these Chidushim from the Shachar B'Sakim and Imtzis Beguma later on. You see, even if there's a latest asafik, maybe the pegima occurred, maybe the sakim was nivgima, there's a reisa. And even when you know bevadai that the situation changed, you assume the change occurred as late as possible. How do you know all these things? Where does it say that in the pasuk Bais Hamanuga. Yishlamet Hachanam Yesh Veise Gedoyla. What? Avgav Tishtakel Shechosel Achashib. You come back at the end of the week, and you see that it doesn't have a gris. Velochi Lo Mitarim LaMafreya Kolosim. You don't declare all those people who entered the Bais Hamanuga Kolosim Shinichnasu LaBais Bimei Hezger. You don't declare that they're all Tohar. But there's the fact that I come back at the end of the week and the Negat Saras is less than a gris, maybe it shrank when the Kohen walked out of the bias originally. Maybe he had no right to declare in the first place that the bias is a menuga. So you see that even though there is a race, it's still of the chazokah. They didn't answer the second point though. How do you know that chazokah even works when you know vadai that it changed, that you assume the change occurred later? That you don't have any mokah for from Bais HaMenuga. You don't have a mokah for it. I just have a mokah. Even though there is a race, I see at the end of the week that it's less than a gris. And maybe it jumped. Maybe it became less than a gris as the coin was walking out of the house. They never really answered the second question. How do you know even to postpone a chazok? Postpone the change. Yeah, the beginning of the Tosis we already learned. Tosis asks, maybe the reason why it's tamei because Safik Tamei B'Shuv Sayochid. So Tosis answers, B'chol Inyan Timei Hakos V'Afil Havi B'Shuv Sarabim. How could the inside of a bais be B'Shuv Sarabim? So B'Shuv Sayochid for Shabbos purposes, but it's B'Shuv Sarabim for Tumah if you have three people together. Sheyesh B'Har B'Bnei Yad. If there are three people together, it's called the two kinds of B'Shuv Sarabim. That you go to Hokel, Sofik Tum Mishus Rabim Lakula, either in Mishus Rabim Deraisa Tezayin Amma, why? That's the Gemara in Ches Klabatim, or if you have three people together, that's the Gemara in Perik Shnei Nizirim. And those are the Tos is quoted before. The Pel is the Tos is Afilu Dobashi Ein Bodas Lishoel. Even if the bias happens to be a Dobashi, what do you mean even if it happens to be? A bias always a Dobashi Ein Bodas Lishoel. What's the question in the first place? The din of Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaYochid Sveika Tami does not apply if the Dova HaMakabal Tumah that we're wondering about is a Tami HaTohar, if it's a Dova Shein B'Das HaShol. What's an example? A baby. Sofik, whether the baby became Tami or not. The baby is an infant, Ein B'Das HaShol, or a house. You're talking about a house, whether the house became Tami. Of course the house is a Dova Shein B'Das HaShol. What do you mean? The Torah says it's Tami even if it's Ein. It's always Ein Bodas L'Shol. What do you mean, even if... I feel the Dabba Shein Bodas L'Shol. What do you mean, even if it happens to be? What happens to be? A Bais is a Dabba Shein Bodas L'Shol. It's a Pella. And then, we mentioned that the Sefer Mein Avtoyach raises a possibility. There's a Machloikis HaRishonim, whether the Kloli HaPsak of Sofik Tumah B'Shuv Sayoch B'Shuv Sarabim apply to Tumas Ria or only to Tumas Mago. And even if one should hold that it does apply to Tumas Ria, but maybe Mitzorah is different, because by Mitzorah, it's not Tomei till the coin declares that it's Tomei. So maybe that's not called the Sofik Tumah. Maybe Sofik Tumah is, if the Tut study has Sofik are, is it Tomei at Tohar? By Mitzorah, even if it's Abadai Negat Saras, it doesn't become Tomei by itself. Coin has to declare that it's Tomei. Because Manda coin doesn't declare, it's not Tomei. So the Tut study has Sofik are not Tomei or Tohar. Tut study at Tomei. The Tut study has Sofik are. Is it Tohar with a mitzvah l'tamosa, or is it Tohar without a mitzvah l'tamosa? So maybe that's not called the Sofik Tumah. So that's an important tesis. The last part of the tesis is important, very important, but that you have to know. That's the tesis on Amud Aleph, also we have to know a lot more to understand that. Okay, some other time. What's the next tesis? The next tesis is a Pella. Tesis made up a din. The Rashash says he never heard of that din. I never heard of it either. I wonder if Tosis is right. Let's see. Avalam shuv na minuk mechazokin. Tosis says ve'ein loyma d'shani hocha. Maybe only go basa chazok ala achmir. How can you learn out from bayis hamenuga that chazok even works lahokil? We paskin roiv is good ben lahokil ben lahachmir. Chazok is good ben lahokil ben lahachmir. So they say, how do you know? They ain't loyma, it's like Vim Taimer. Maybe you only have the right to learn out from Bais HaMenuga, Shani Hoch, Dazlina Lechumra. Maybe you only use Chazaka Lechumra. So Tosis said, that doesn't make any sense. The Midaraisa ain't Lechalek. It doesn't, you see, we have a Din Sofik Daraisa Lechumra. There is a din Safik Daraisa L'chumer. But Safik Daraisa L'chumer is only B'Torah Safik, not B'Torah Svadai. Here, the Kohen walks out of the Bais and he declares it's a Bais HaMuzgar, B'Torah Svadai, not B'Torah Safik. That's what Tosis is going to prove. It's going to be B'Torah Svadai. So Tosis says, when you have a klal that you go Basa Chazoke and the Paskin Zois B'Torah Svadai, or you have a klal you go Basa Roiv and the Paskin Zois B'Torah Svadai, it doesn't make a difference L'chumer L'kula. Not Nistab, it doesn't make a difference. And for Tosfos, the mid deraisa ain't lechalak, and didim deraisa, it doesn't make a difference. You have Safik deraisa lechumre, yeah, that's Betorah Safik, not Betorah Svadai. But on a din deraisa, it doesn't, it's not Nistaber, that there should be a chilik between lehok or lehachme. Is that true? One of the midrash HaTorah Nidreshes, anybody have a sitter here? Well, in the Midrash HaTorah Nidreshes fame is Dovishai Bechlal Yatzel something Yata Yochel, I forgot, Lachmel Al Hakalolov. Sometimes there is a Mida Deraisa, but that's a Mida HaTorah Nidreshes fame. That's in establishing what the din is. Here, we're not talking about establishing a din. We're talking about being paskening the details. Do we have a psak over here, B'Torah Svada, B'Torah Sofek? So Tosfos says it doesn't make sense to have something, a chazoka or a roiv, is only going to work lahachma, not lahaka. That doesn't make sense. How you darshan psukim? We have rules. We have rules. Kalecha dika lakusha luchumer lakula luchumer makshin. We learned Bava Kama last year. So in Dav Gimel Amud Aleph, Tosfos refers to that klal. Whenever the two ways to darshan the pasuk, so the Gemara says he can either darshan one way come out with the kula, the other way come out luchumer. So luchumer makshin. So that's a big machlekes in Rishonim. Some Rishonim say in Psochim, some Rishonim say that's because of Safik Daraisa luchumer. You're not sure which way to darshan the pasuk. So you go luchumer. Other Rishonim say that's not Safik Daraisa luchumer. That's one of the midrash HaTorah Nidreshes, man. That's what Tosfos writes in Bava Kama. Mi dehi b'Torah, even in Didi Mominus, where in Didi Mominus he wouldn't say Safik Daraisa luchumer. You would say Safik Bamayna Lakula. The Muchsuk should be able to hold on to his money. It doesn't matter. If you're not sure how to darshan the Pasik, and you darshan the Chumra, Kol Hechadika Lakushi, you make a Hekashila, the Chumra Lakula, the Chumra Makshinan, Midahi Batora, Loshna Bib Mamayna, Loshna Bi Yisuri. Yep, so that's in Midash. In Midash HaTorah Nidreshes Bem, sometimes we distinguish between Lohaka Lalahakma. Let's say, indeed in the Foshas. So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Daf Samachtes, since it says, V'hitzilahu Eido, so you always bend over backwards when you darshan the psukim, you darshan the hokel, as much as possible. So take, for example, there is an institution of Ben Sorer Amore. Okay? So the Gemara says, the ability to become a Ben Sorer Amore, the window of opportunity to become Chayiv Misa, if one really wants to become Ben Sorer Amore, is only 3 months. Before Bar Mitzvah, it can't be. And after Bar Mitzvah, 3 months, it can't be. Why? Because the Pasuk says, V'chiyeh li'ish, ben sorer amara, ben v'loy av. If the kid is already a father, then he's not chayv misa mishum ben sorer. So let's say, I'm a grandfather. My parents are not alive. Let's say my father would still be alive. I would steal money from my father, and I go hang out with a bunch of gangsters. So I'm not chayv misa. It's ben v'loy av. I'm already a father, a grandfather. So the Gemara says, not only if he actually is a father, if theoretically he could have been a father. One kid theoretically could have been a father, he could have gotten married the day of his bar mitzvah, he could have made his wife pregnant, so 9 months later they could have had a baby. And not only could have been 9 months later, the Gemara says, when a woman is pregnant, a normal pregnancy is 9 months. The Gemara has some kind of a funny idea that there are two kinds of pregnancy. There's a 9 month pregnancy, in a 7 month pregnancy. In Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Ritva, who says that we don't know what in the world that's all about. We don't know anything about a 7 month pregnancy. So Gemara said, if you have a 9 month pregnancy, that's normal. That's the roiva, the pregnancies are 9 months. So the woman will be hukar ubra vishlish yameh. After 3 months of pregnancy, it'll be hukar ubra, and that's enough to be called bein v'loyav. So since the kid, before bar mitzvah, he's not chayv misa, he's a kotna. After bar mitzvah, only the first 3 months. Because after the first 3 months, he could have made his wife, he could have gotten married the day of his bar mitzvah, he could have made his wife pregnant, and she could have been hukar ubra after 3 months. So that's all it could have been, what it should have been. But he didn't get married the day of his bar mitzvah, didn't make his wife pregnant. So you bend over, the Gemara says, they bend over backwards when you darshan psukim and did in the first. That's in darshaning the psukim and establishing what the abstract din is. But if you have to be machriya based on a roiva, based on a chazaka, that says it's not mistaber to say a chilek between lohakal or lohachmer.
But can't you really be a father from when you're nine since you could do yibum?
If what can't you?
Can't you be a father from when you're nine since you could do yibum?
The Gemara assumes that a kot neina molid, a child before bar mitzvah, can make his wife pregnant. Here in the neighborhood, our neighbors become pregnant at a very young age. So that's the diet is such that they eat such healthy food that they become pregnant at a younger age. That's a problem. That's a big problem. Tesis says there in Sanhedrin, the Doris Harishonim, that they used to be molded. They gave birth to children before the age of 13 by a boy. Then they became bar mitzvah earlier. So these people seem to indicate that today people are roi l'hoiled before 13. The girls are roi l'hoiled before the age of 12 also. So they should all become bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah. Everyone today should be bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah at a younger age. That's a serious question. Yep.
Can we see by Eid
HaChanukah
Misurim between the Kol and the Chumrah, according to the Shita that runs out from Nida, so the Mordechai, right?
That's a good kasha. Some Rishonim say that since v'safra lo liatzma, the mocker is only l'hokel, they only say rechonem isurim l'hokel. That's a good kasha. Maybe it's machlekes. Taisus here claims, but the rice ain't l'chalek. The first word, but the rice ain't l'chalek. So you're saying over there, that's a birur. You mean rechonem isurim is an amanis. So you see that you only say it l'hokel, not l'hachma. That's a good taina. Okay.
Maybe
it's a chazaka.
I thought that's because we said that Eirach is not named against the chazaka. It's not just an arbitrary
chilek between lahakal. Yeah, others say that's the reason why, but others say no, just based on the pasuk. Only lahakal, not lahachman, not based on chazaka. Yeah, I think there are two versions in the Rishonim. Why they say like that? But this Tosfos says, yeah, with respect to din of derais, it doesn't make sense to darshan psukim. Yeah. The Moshe, by dinin nefashis, the rule is v'itzilu edi, bend over backwards when you darshan the psukim. Then there's a din when it comes to iser avodah zarah, bend over backwards to aser it. How is the Gemara called hachrim tachrimim? No, hachrim tachrimim is by the zayin umas. What does it say by avodah zarah? Shaketz shaktzenim saif to saber kecherim hu. I think that's by avodah zarah. So the Gemara, I think, quotes the pasuk, whenever you're not sure how to darshan the psukim with respect to Yisur Hanoah, Avodah Zarah, the Kruvus, and so on, so if it's a toss-up, say, go l'chumra b'taras vaday. Go l'chumra b'taras vaday. You always go l'chumra. Kalecha tika l'akusha l'chumra l'ku l'chumra makshina. That's if it's 50-50. But by din in the fashas, even it's not 50-50. This is not 50-50. Ben v'layad, ben v'lo haroi, l'kros o'av. That only the first 3 months after bar mitzvah, that's not at all 50-50. I would not, they bent over backwards to say lohakal over there. And the same thing by the Yisra Hanob, Tekruvus, Abedazar, and so on, they bent over backwards to say lohachmeh. The rule is, kolecha de'i kalakushi, l'chumeh l'kulo, l'chumeh makshinon, b'toras vaday, okay, that if it's 50-50, you don't know how to darshan, so you go l'chumeh. And Tosfos said b'toras vaday, not b'toras sochi. But here, by Avodah Zarah, even if it's not 50-50, equals Dodim had a darshan. Bend over backwards to darshan lahachmir. And by Nini Nefosha, bend over backwards to darshan lahokil. But Tosfos is saying that in a birur or in a hachroa, that doesn't make sense to say lahokil lahachmir. It's all the same. But there I say, lachal. Oh, daf lakula metamin leilis, rav kochim. Yeah, whoever walked into the Bais HaManuga, we assume that he's vaday tomei. Even lahokil, not only it's not only lach, even lahokil, namely lisrav kachim. What do you mean? If you have a korban, there's a din of mishmeres trumoisa. The original pasuk mishmeres trumoisa says on truma. The Rashi writes on the first daf in chulin, I think on the base. If there's a din of mishmeres by truma, is a kalvachemer that there's a din of mishmeres by kachim. So you're not allowed to burn kachim if there's a suffix. Whether the kachim was nitma, so if the truma was nitma, so that's called truma teluya. So you're not allowed to burn it, only if it's vaday tomei. See, if someone walked into the Bais HaManuga And later on he touches truma kachim, you burn it. So you're burning it, you declare that he's tamei, that's taka l'chumra. But you, and the chumra is based on the chazaka, because the goyim walked out of the house and he assumes he still has the gris when he declared that it's tamei. But then, based on that, you're going to do things l'kula, you're going to burn the kachim, because you assume that it's vada tamei, l'chavi korbin, and nichnas l'amigdosh. If a tamei enters a beis amigdosh, he's chayv to bring a chatas b'shoigeg. Chayv to bring a chatas ola b'yorid. The kamaisim itself is chulon lazor. There's an isa that you're not allowed to bring chulon lazor. There's a big machlokes satanim. Chulon lazor is an isa deraisa and isa derabbana. Machlokes of Yechon and Mishlokish had a paskin and nozir where the chulon lazor is deraisa derabbana. So it's not the best proof. Tosis means on the assumption that chulon lazor is an isa deraisa. See here you make a lot of din deraisa. The man who entered the bayis hamenuga, the bayis hamuchlot, he assumes vaday tomei, not just vaday lechumra, even lekula. If he entered the Beis Hamikdash b'shogeg, he will bring a chatas ola b'yoreg. He'll bring a chatas ola b'yoreg. And you don't say there's a sofik chulon lazor. It's not a sofik. It's tomei b'toras vaday ben lahakal b'elachma. But they give you a third case. They said one case he got lahakal as lisraf truma v'kachin. The other case he'll have chulon lazor. Then they give a third case with the tomei. The person who entered the Bayis HaMenuga is Tamei Vadai, even Lohokil. What's the Keviot? Avel Kuna Makmina Hocha Chazoke. Ishtal of Chazoke, when the Kohen walked out of the house, the grist didn't disappear. What case? The Ihoya Nega Godol, if it was a gigantic Nega, 10 Kigris, the size of 10 Gris. Ubisov Hashubo at the end of the week, Hoyachosim Mashahoyo, it's only 5 Gris. Mitaharim. We declare that it's Tohar. Where'd they get that from? That says somewhere. Doesn't say that's what the Rosh Hashanah. Doesn't say anywhere. So Tosis asks, if it shrank and has less than a gris, okay, then Mitarim. It shrank less than a gris, so there's no more Negat Saras. But if it started off the beginning of the week, it had 10 gris, now it has 5 gris. Still has a gris. Who says that you Mitarim? Doesn't say. There's such a problem that Taz, who wrote a commentary on the Shulchan Aruch, has a commentary al Pirush Rashi al Torah also. I think it's called Divrei David. His name was David. The Taz's name was David. Mogen David. The name of the Turi Zov is Mogen David. The Mogen Avram's name was Avram. And Taz's name was David. So I think he has to say for Divrei David on Rashi. So he has such an asik with the Rashi on Parshas, either Tazria, I think on Parshas Tazria, what if the Negat Saras had a certain brightness, a bright color of white, then at the end of the week, it becomes less bright, but it's still a maratomi. Still a maratomi. Like over here, it started off with 10 gris, and now at the end of the week, it's only 5 gris, but it's still a maratomi. Still has the shear. So he has such an asik with the Rashi. So I think he said there's a Rashi alatar where there's a misprint in the Rashi. In the Rashi, the way we have it, it says if it becomes keho hanega, even though it still is a maritame, but it's not as bright white as it was at the beginning of the week, so he declared that it's Torah. So he said there is no such din. Doesn't exist. That the Rashash says. This the din that Tosis said doesn't exist either. But Tosis is assuming like that. What happened? At the beginning of the week, when he declares it's a bais muzgar, it has 10 gris. B'sof hashavu only has 5 gris. Hayachaser, mashayim mitaharim. We would declare. Tosis erechidish. We would declare that it's tohar. So they're asking why. The nechish. Why not be concerned? Dilma adinofik biyosi. When the kohen walked out, botzel ishur. Vayikishir shahayim b'sof hashavu. Maybe the beginning of the week it only had 5 gris. Maybe from the very outset. So then at the end of the week, it has 5 gris. It didn't shrink. From the time that he declared that it's Bayis HaMuzgar, it didn't shrink. The Nechesh, let's be concerned. Dilma Adinofik, the Yosim and the Kohen was walking out of the house, Batzel Lishiura. Boy, Kishir Shoi Besof HaShubu, Abnim Tzashanega, Emet Vienov. Boy, Hezgosheni. So the answer is, no, that you go, you declare based on Chazokeh, he declared Tomei not only Lachumra, even Lakula. What? That at the end of the week, if at the end of the week it's only 5 gris, you'll be Matai the house because it shrank. Achidish. That's what the Rasha says. He checked. He doesn't remember that at all from Mishnayos. He doesn't say it anywhere. Okay. So that's, we assume that the Chazaka works. Ben Lekula, Ben Lechumer. Okay. Then the Gemara has a discussion. Menoha Milsa, we started yesterday. Menoha Milsa, Dar Rabban, Zil Basa Ruba. The Gemara says, Ruba Disa Kaman is a Basik. We want to know Ruba Deleisa Kaman. The Gemara finally comes to the conclusion, Ruba Deleisa Kaman is also good. But first the Gemara thought, maybe only Ruba Disa Kaman is good. Maybe Ruba Deleisa Kaman is no good. Achrayim have an idea, the Shev Shmaitza and others have an idea that Halacha L'maisa, Ruba Deleisa Kaman is superior to Ruba Deisa Kaman. Ruba Deisa Kaman is just arbitrary. There are 10 shops where they sell meat, the 10 butcher shops in the city. 9 of them sell trefa meat, and 1 sells kosher meat, and 9 sell kosher meat, 1 sells trefa meat. I find a package of meat in the street, has no label, doesn't say what store it's from. So you go basarayf. So that's at this, okay, the probability go basarayf. But maybe Ruba Deleisa Kaman, that's Tivish Alaylam. Psychological right, it's an umdana, that's the way it always is, not just arbitrary. So the Achrayim have an idea that maybe the Ruba Deleisa Kaman should be superior to Ruba Deleisa Kaman. So Yitzchok Han and his Chuvis, he attacks that idea from the Shev Shmaitz. He said, how can you say that? It's against the whole thrust of the Gemara. The Gemara said, how do you know you go Basarot? He said, it's a Pasik. They said, no, the Pasik only tells Ruba Deleisa Kaman. How do you know even Leisa Kaman is also good? The Gemara finally says, okay, we'll accept even Ruba, we will also accept the Ruba de Leisa Kaman. But to say that Leisa Kaman is the period, Deisa Kaman is against the whole Gemara. Yeah, that's true. That, in a certain sense, it's true. But after Acharik Echlos HaKol, after you establish that they're both good, so Hasvar and Nasen is that the Ruba de Leisa Kaman should be better than the Ruba de Leisa Kaman. Because it's Kachut Tivish Alayla, that's the way it's always going to be. In this community, happens to be there are 9 kosher butcher shops and 1 trefa butcher shop. Now the community, they'll be the reverse. 9 trefa butcher shop and 1 kosher butcher shop. So maybe Leisa Kaman is a better rabbi than Leisa Kaman. Okay. So that's, Yitzchok Han doesn't like that. That's the yeshivish assumption. That Ruba de Leisa Kaman is superior. Once you know that they're both acceptable, Ruba de Leisa Kaman is even superior to Ruba de Leisa Kaman. So Yitzchok Han doesn't like it. He thinks it's against the Gemara. Okay. So the Gemara asks, how do you know that you go Basar Ruba de Leisa Kaman? So Tosis asks Akasha, the second Tosis. You know how Milsa Tosis, we have time to keep the Amin and Zil Basar Chazoke. He just established on the previous Omer, at Yunam and Beis, that you go Basar Chazoke. Don't we have a rule? The Ruba Chazoke, Ruba Adif. So once you know that Chazoke is good, so it's a Kabachaymer that Reib is good. How did you establish Ruba Vachazok Ruba? Where did you learn that out from? So Tosis, the Baal Yatosis had a machlokes. Is that a svara? Or is that based on Gzeiras HaKosov? So Tosis says, Rabbeinu Chaim, Chaim Kohen was a Talmud of the Rabbeinu Tam. So he says, Rabbeinu Chaim thinks, by the way, Rabbeinu Chaim, the other Ruba, Adav Mechazoke, loy misvara. If not that we figured it out on our own, yeah. So then there's no cash. It's a gzeris hakosuv. You have to have a pasuk to tell you rubo chazok rubo. But the other Baalei HaTosafot held that it's a svara. Even if you hold that it's a svara, you have to have a source to tell you the chazaka works. You have to have a source to tell you that right is good. Maybe it's only called a birur if it's 100% vadai. Maybe a roib is not enough. So you need a pasuk, agzeres hakosuv, that a birur roib is also good. Once you have the two psukim, one pasuk tells you that there's an institution of chazokin, one pasuk tells you that there's a birur of roib, so then the Pnei Yeshua steps in and he says, rubo chazok rubodiv, because roib is a birur and chazok has a din hanhoge. Okay, that was the Pnei Yeshua and Ksubas Daftes, and the Kuntri Zachrin there. Yeah, I understand that. It's a svara. Once you know that roiv is acceptable, and chazok is acceptable. So when there's a conflict between the two, hasvara no senes, the roiv is a bira, chazok is only a din anhoga. But first you have to have a pasuk to tell you that roiv is sufficient, is a valid bira. Maybe the halacha only accepts yediyah vadois. Maybe probability is not good enough. So you need a pasuk, you need a mokka, or halacha l'moshe m'sinai, whatever. Rashi says the next dab, maybe Ruben l'isa kamon is halacha l'moshe m'sinai. All right, so once you have the two psukim, one pasuk for Rav, one pasuk for Chazaka, then the svara plays a role. But you can't say just because you have a pasuk that there's such a thing as chazaka, you got to figure out based on that that rav is good. The pashta says you can't. You can't. Here there's an important tesis. Asya mi para aduma. Asya mi para aduma. We didn't learn the Gemara yet. Yeah, we should first see the Gemara. So the Gemara gave different sources. How do you know from the Chumash that you go by the one? So each one suggests a mocker, and then they doicha, each mocker the doicha. So I think we left off after the Korban Pesach. Nachma Yitzchakam Asya Me Alya. What's the story of Alya? So there are certain parts of the animal that when you bring a korban, you makriv on the mizbech. That's called emurim. The chalovim, you makriv on the mizbech. Those chalovim are lagavoya, and there's an isa koris if we eat it. Alya, it's permissible to eat. If it's a behemas chulin, you're permitted to eat the fatty tail. That's a yetzim in a klal, that it's korib agabi hamizbech, it's bichlal chelev. That's korban on the but it's not chelev, that's also lehedyum. The people of... if it's not a korban, then you're allowed to eat the alya. It's not chelev. So when are you makir of the alya? So Rashi says, not all animals. If it's a kevis or an ayo, Rashi writes, ha-makir shlomer machatas mekevis v'ayo. So korif ha-alya im ha-emurim. You burn it together with the rest of the chelev. All the other chelev has an isa chelev lahedya, the Yisrael. And the alya does not have an isa. That's the question. Is there such a thing as a chelev that's also bachilo, which is not korev on the mizbech? Is there such a thing? There is such a thing as chelev that's korev on the mizbech, it's not also lahedya, alya. But there is such a thing, the reverse. Is there a possibility? Because the Torah seems to say that chelev and dam, we're not called chelev v'chadam lasa chelev because it's chelev gavaya, that's reserved for karbanos. Even though we're talking about pehem aschulim, but the chelev and the dam is reserved for karbanos. It's supposed to be zarked the dam on the mizbech and makta the chalovim on the mizbech. So if there's such a, is, can there be such a thing that it's never karev on the mizbech and it's still osa b'toras chelev? So that's a machlokes later. The Balei HaTosis had a machlokes in Perek Elu Treifus. There were different minhagim in Europe, different parts of Europe. In Rhinus, they had one minig, and the other sections of Europe, they had another minig. And that's part of the machlokes, that is the machlokes. Can there possibly be such a thing as chelev, which is not korev on the mizbech? Pashtus is not. The reverse is possible, the alya is korev, but it's not chelev. But to have something that's chelev, it's not reserved lagavoya. So what does the Gemara say? There's a din if you bring a kevis or an ayil, so he's supposed to be makta the alya with the chalov. So asim e alya, damach manachel b'ho alya t'mima. So the question is, but how can you be makta on the mizbech v'leichish? Let's be concerned, shema nifsika chuta shedra. If nifsika chuta shedra, what's going to be? It's going to be a trefa, Rashi says. It's a mishnah l'kamon daf mem beis. So why not? So what's the problem? So check it to see if it's trade. He says, no, the only way you can check it is if you're going to cut it to pieces. The Gemara says, again, in which case the animal will be a trade, so he can't be makriv. If the animal is a trade, he can't be makriv, not only by karbonas that are eaten by the bailam, shlomim, or eaten by the kohanim, by the chatas, even karbonas that are not eaten at all, anoilo. He burned the whole thing on the mizbech. That's what Rashi referred you to, Menachas Tafei. An animal that's a trefa is puzzle. Whether it was born a trefa, it became a trefa later. Maybe it became a trefa after you magdush it. You have three psukim to cover all the cases. Any animal that's a trefa, you can't be makrivit on the mizbech. So how can you be makter the alya tamima? Alya tamima means you're not allowed to cut it up. So the only way to check to see if the animal has nifsika chuta shedra is to cut up the alya. So it must be a lalam shunah minu zil basaruba. You go basarav, rabbeh mesak sheres. V'chitayma demitatoi pasakle, maybe you'll cut al yatmima, lower down. So you won't be in violation of tmima al yatmima. And where it says, no lumasal tzavrachmana, matmashakle es yotzes. You're not allowed to cut al at all. So the only way to tell whether nifsik or chut ha-shedra is by cutting up the aliyah. So, and the Torah says you're not allowed to buy the korban. So you see that you go basarav. So then the Gemara says, Nimai, how do you know that you're going basarav? Dilma de pasach lei, abayach leim shim tmim hanmil hech dechot chalagam hech de life lay slumbot. Same as before. You can cut up the aliyah, but as long as you didn't detach parts from the aliyah, everything's still hanging together, then you're not in violation of the din ha'aliyah tamima. So cut up the aliyah a little bit. Don't detach any part of it. So it's aliyah tamima, everything is tamima. And you'll be able to investigate, to check whether the animal is a treif. And maybe you don't have the right to rely on the probability. The rov behemis k'sher. So they rejected that mocker. So the next mandama say, asim egla rufa. What's egla rufa? Egla rufa also. How do you know that a treifa, egla rufa, nobody eats it? It's going to be an avela. Maybe if it's a treifa, it's not a problem. So the Gemara says, no, can't be. Kapar k'sibba k'kotchen. Since it says the Kohanim from the city, egla rufa, you find that person murdered, an Eretz Yisrael, Jewish person murdered, an Eretz Yisrael, anoda mihiko. So you, umadudu al ha'arim ha'shesviv es'acholo, v'yotzu z'ganecha v'sheftecha, members of the Bez Nagar will have to go measure from the murdered, from the dead body. He's found somewhere on the highway. Measured to the cities in the vicinity, whichever city is the closest has to pay for an egla rufa. And then the Kohanim from the city recite the Tefillah Kapel Yam Chesol Shepadisa Hashem. So Kapor Ksiva Kachim, just like by Karbonis it's Mechaper, and by Karbonis it can't be a treifa. So egla rufa also, even though it's not a carbon, but since Kapor Ksiva Kachim has the same din, that if it's a treifa, you can't use it as an egla rufa. So are you going to check to make sure that it's not a treifa? You're going to cut it up and check from Krum Shal Noyach? No, it says, Ho arufa kishihi shleima. You can't cut it up in little pieces. Sure. So that's his proof. For the whole institution of Egla Rufa, and it has to be Ho arufa kishihi shleima. And if you're going to cut it up to check for the treifa, it's not going to be shleima. So that's a raya that you rely on the ruba de leisa kama rob hems kshavis. Sure. Then the next amara says, Rabbi Barab Shela says, asim paradum. That what? Paraduma also. Nobody's going to eat the paraduma. Paraduma, you burn it and you take the ashes and you mix it with maim chaim and you use it for hazal shlishi shvi to be matar the tmei mesim. Usually when a person is tamei, goes to the mikveh and it becomes tar. One is a tummy mace, can't just go to the mikveh and become tar. He has to have azol shlishi shvi from the paraduma. But and then he can go to mikveh to become tar. It's the hachone. The azol shlishi shvi is the hachone that enables him to be tovel in the mikveh after the hazol shvi. So how do you know? How do you know that paraduma cannot be a treifa? If nobody eats it, and it's not a korban. It's not kochim mizbeach, so maybe it can be a treifa. The Gemara says, no, that's out of the question. Chatos kai rachmana. That's how it says chatosi. The beginning of Parshas Chukah says chatosi. So chatos kai rachmana, so that's how you know that it can't be a treifa. So this raises the question, is that really a valid drush? Chatos kai rachmana. Some Gemaras debate that, whether the chatos kai rachmana really covers all the dinim or not. But a couple of our Gemara says, since chat is kai rachmana, so that establishes that the paraduma can't be a treifa. And if you're going to go check to see if it has any treifas, then you're going to have to dissect it all over the place. And we have a drosha v'shochat v'sar mashchitos k'shish leima avsefosik k'shish leima. You're not yotze if you're going to burn the paraduma after having cut it up all over the place to check for the treifas, then it's not going to be a shleima. So it's a right that you go basaroy v'roy behemus haksheris. That's the right. So this Gemara, Asim Paraduma, this is a famous Tosfos. Asim Paraduma v'im Taimar, how old does the Pora have to be? So this is a Machlokes HaTanoim. Came in the Pora Bashtei Shanim. What do you mean Bashtei Shanim? By us, we would say 1 year old. When do we celebrate the first birthday? Let's say Moshe Rabbeinu was born on Zayin Adar. So the next year on Zayin Adar is the first birthday. But Zayin Adar is the first day of the second year. So that's called Ben Shtei Shanim. Moshe Rabbeinu is called Ben Shtei Shanim then. So let's say if a Pora would be born on Zayin Adar, Zayin Adar a year later is considered Pora Bashtei Shanim. If you wait till the second birthday, that's a Pora Bashalosh Shanim already. On the second birthday, it's called 3 years old because it's the first day of the third year. So Kibin Pora Bashtei Shanim means it's 1 year old, the end of the year. Mkein, Fraktes is Dilma. How do you know that the Pora Aduma is not a treifa? So Tess says, who says that you go Basarayv? Maybe you shtel of Chazoke. Dilma Haina Mishum Duk Mer Chazoke, Shane Treifa, Mandam and Treifa and Echayim. What does it say? Lukamondaf Mem Beis Amir Aleph. That's the beginning of the third parak. There's a machlokes hatanan with a treifa chai, treifa ein chai. What does it mean? If you have an animal that's a treifa, the Torah says you're not allowed to eat it. Is that because we assume the animal will certainly die within a year? But if you have an animal that's a treifa and you lock it up and you feed it, then it survives more than a year. Then it's a gloy milsal mafreh. It was never a treifa. You're allowed to eat it. Shecht it quickly before it dies and eat it. Or they say no, treifa chai. The animal can live more than 12 years. A diseased animal, the Torah says you're not allowed to eat it, not because it's half dead, not because it's vada going to die, treifa enechai is going to die within a year. Not necessarily. It's a sick animal, so we don't allow shechita on a treifa. So the Gemara has such a machlokes hatanoim. The Ramban has a famous comment on that Gemara, Membeis. T'nihani hech nechel ku avoisa oilom. He refers to the Tanoim as Avois Ha'olam. Hech nechel ku Avois Ha'olam on a Metzius. How can you have, if the Ramban is in the Yeshivas, everybody knows, you can't have a Machloikas on Metzius. Why not? Because the Ramban said so. Had the Ramban know, it's a Yerushalmi. Because the Yerushalmi quotes in Chala, there's a Machloikas HaTanoim. Hoy b'cholchem yilechem ha'oretz. When you eat lechem, you have to be mafresh Chala. Tarimu truma l'Hashem. So it's only called lechem if it's boli dechimutz. It's not boli dechimutz, it's not called lechem. What's boli dechimutz? The chamesh is mini dogan, wheat, barley, and the various forms of wheat, the various forms of barley. So there's a machlok in satanoim. Rabbechad ben Nuri holds that oriz v'dechen is also boli dechimutz, and the chachamim disagree. So Yerushalmi asked the kasher, how can you have a machlok in satanoim? Whether oriz v'dechen is rice, whether it's boli dechimutz. Grind up the rice, make flour out of it, mix it with water, and sit and watch it. It's a chemical reaction. If it's boli dechimetz or boli desirchon, so watch when it's going to rise and see whether it's chimetz or sirchon. The Yerushalmi answers they did test it, and that they were all watching it, and that was the machlokes. Rabbi Chaim said, "You see, it's boli dechimetz." So the Ramban said, "No, that's not called chimetz. They hold that that's sirchon." So the Ramban extrapolates from that Yerushalmi echale. All over Shas, he says, it doesn't make sense to have the machlokes hatanoim or machlokes hamaroim on something that you can experiment to establish what it is. If you have a shaila, what's the psychological lumdiness? You have to take a poll of millions of people all over the world, so that the Chazal didn't have the ability to take a poll. But if it's experimentation like this, so so they should have experimented. So that's what Ramban doesn't understand. Why didn't they take 100 animals out of treifas, lock them up, and see if they survive till the end of the year? They asked the thing, whether treifa chai, treifa chai. So he says they probably did take 100 animals, and they probably all died. So one Tana said, there you have it. You see that the treifa chai, treifa is, vada going to die within 12 months. And the other Tana said, no, it was not a controlled experiment. Maybe if it would have taken 20,000 instead of taking 100, maybe a lot of them would have survived. Small percentage, but maybe a lot of them would have survived. So that's why it's shaykh to have a machlokes. It's not a machlokes. The machlokes and metzias usually you can ascertain. That doesn't make sense. So there's such a machlokes of a treifa chai, treifa enechai. So the Tosfos says that kasha, the Pora has to be bashtei shanim. It means on the first birthday. So when the par is 1 year old, the tzivloi muslim afreya, that lived the whole year from the day that it was born. And if you all treif ain't a chaya, how is it possible? If it had a treifus a year ago, should have died within the year. And it survived more than a year. It's the first day in the second year already. So it's a raya that it wasn't a treifa a year ago. Maybe now it is a treifa, we don't know. But it's a raya that it wasn't a treifa a year ago. But once you ascertain it wasn't a treifa a year ago, on the day of its birthday, you don't know whether the situation changed or not. Maybe developed a treifus in the course of the year. So shtelav chazaka. So why do you say you're proving from Paraduma that you go Basa Raiv? Maybe you can just prove you go Basa Chazakah, but you can't really prove that you go Basa Raiv. When the Parah is Bashtei Shanim, on its first birthday, it's a Gloy Muslim Afreya that it wasn't the tray for the day it was born. And now Ishtalaf the Chazakah didn't change in the course of the last year. That's the Kash. How can you ask him a Paraduma, you go Basa Raiv? Came in the Parah Bashtei Shanim, has to be after the first birthday. Came Dil Mahain, maybe not because you shtelaf, not because you follow Roiv, but rather because you follow Chazok. I'm Shem Duk Me Chazoke. She ain't a treif, and the man dam a treif ain't a chaya. So the fact that it survived a year shows it wasn't a treif then, and now it's a chazoka. So Tosfos gives the first one answer, and then they say the Yesh Loimah. They think the answer is Kol Chazoke Shlen is Barra, V'loy Noidaf Yilushoachas Le Azlina Basra. A year ago on the day of the birthday, we didn't know whether this parah was a treifa or not. We didn't know till the first birthday. Now Zigloy Muslim Afreya, 12 months ago, with the day of the birthday of the when the animal was born, when the parah was born, it wasn't a treifa. But a year ago, I didn't know that it wasn't treifa. So that's the klal. That's not called a chazaka. Chazaka is, if I know now, the status is lechumer, or the status is lekula. And then I don't know tomorrow whether the situation changed. So you say status quo, it didn't change. But if I didn't know today what the status, I find out tomorrow what the status was today. So then I have the right to say, Yashtel of Chazok. Kol Chazok, Eshlan is Barab B'Shaita, Eina Chazok. Why not? Just arbitrarily. Why not? So that's Yadur. Reb Shimon Shkop says, based on that Pnei Yeshua that we said in Ksubas Daftes, Chazok is not a Birur. Chazaka can't be a beer. Tosfos says Chazaka, you can paskin based on Chazaka, even if you have a tarte de sasri. Hear that Tosfos on Tesam base. Tosfos quoted from the Gemara in Nazir Nun Zayin Shnei Nazirim, and the third person is not standing near them; he's far away. So it's Sofik Tama B'Shus Hayochid. So Tosfos interprets in that Gemara that you say that both of them are tohar if. If it would be Rishus HaRabim, if all three would be together, the one who is watching and the two Nazir, if they'd all be together, Safik Tum Rishus HaRabim, you wouldn't say Sveka Tohar based on the Kloli HaPsak of Safik Tum Rishus HaRabim, but rather based on Chazake. Why not based on Safik Tum Rishus HaRabim? Because it's Vaday not correct. It's a Dabashi Efshalios. Because we know for sure one of them is Tomei. But we just don't know who. So how can you pass on the both Tohar? So Tosh says, you're right, the Klal of Safik Tum Rishus HaRabim doesn't apply. Is based on Cheskas Tahara. Both of the Nizirim with Cheskas Tahara, and now I'm going to pass on the both Torah. This Mamish attached to this Asra. I know it's not true. It's a Dabashi Epshalios. But still, Igobas or Chazoke, even though it's a Dabashi Epshalios, it's just a Din Hanhoge. It's clearly not a Birur. It can't be a Birur if you know that it's absolutely incorrect. So that's what Reb Shimon Shkop says, based on that Tosfos, that since Chazoke is a din hanhog, it's not at all a birur. That's exactly why he said ruba v'chazok ruba adif, because chazok is only a din hanhog when you don't know what the facts are. But if you have a raiv, the raiv tells you what the facts are. Raiv is mavar what the facts are. So then you don't have the din chazok, you don't have the din hanhog. So Tosh says, whenever you have a din hanhog, what does it mean? If you don't know what the facts are today, you should continue to be noheg the same way you would have been noheg yesterday when you did know the facts. But yesterday I didn't know yesterday how to be noyeg. Today I ascertained that a year ago I could have been noyeg that it was kosher. But a year I didn't know till the year is up. The treifa ain't a chaya. So the fact the animal survived the year, the paraduma has to be after the first birthday. The fact that it survived till its first birthday is a gloy muslim afreya wasn't the treifa the day the paraduma was born. But the day I was born, I didn't know the facts. I just ascertained Igloi Milsa Lamafreya. So that's not a valid chazoka. Chazoka is status quo. However you were noyig in the past, you continued to be noyig, but you didn't know how to be noyig in the past. A roiv would be good. If it's Igloi Milsa Lamafreya now that there was a roiv, a roiv is a roiv. A roiv is a probability. By hook or by crook, if you know what the probabilities are. So that's a roiv. But chazoka is not a beer. Chazoka is a din, how to be noig. So the dinim of how to be noig only apply mekan alaba. So Tosis says, kol chazoka shemiz barbe, lo noig da, filu shachat, lo is lina baswa. V'yesh lilma mitoch kach halocha lamais. Now the end of the Tosis, there's a big machlokes. We mentioned the Rashboro, the Torah's abayis, and the Ra'oa has the Bedek abayis. This is a big issue. This part, the last part of Tosis, the last eight lines, this is a big issue in the Torah's advice. Shlomo mitoch kach aloch alamaisa. The Masa Gvina is mikama behemis. The guy took a lot of milk from a lot of behemis and he made cheese out of it. And then a month later, nishchato achas, he didn't have to make any cheese. He milked a lot of cows, and then he finds out, but the milk will spoil. They didn't have any freezers then. So if you just milk the cows and you have the milk till 2 months later, the milk will already get spoiled after 2-3 days. The milk is going to get ruined. So they give you hechetim, so they milk the cows, and the milk is still here. They didn't have to make cheese out of it. Put it in the freezer. The milk will not get ruined. So if a person, also, he milked a lot of cows. Also, gavinas become a behemoth. V'achakach, 20 behemoths. He mixed all the milk together, made cheese. V'achakach nishchato ha'achas, you shecht one of the 20 behemoths, whose milk you use to make cheese, when it's straight for... So what's a din? Shekula masuris, all of the cheese is asur. Why? The Eini Lhamid Para Acheska. What's the shayla? I shechted the cow a month after I made the cheese. And it has a treifus. I don't know, was the treifus there over a month ago when I milked the cows? So some of the milk that I used was cholav of a behemoth treifa. Cholav of a tmeo, cholav of a treifa. Is also bahil, yetzman a tummy is tummy. Or maybe the treif is developed after I milk the cows. So that's one of the dinam of chazaka. Dinam of chazaka is you assume status quo didn't change, and even if you see divad that it did change, you attribute the change to as late as possible. You find the person died, you don't know whether he died yesterday or today. When I went in yesterday, 6 o'clock in the evening, he was still alive. When I go in this morning, 9 o'clock in the morning, the guy's dead. You don't know when he died, so we assume he died as late as possible. The Yortzat is the later day, not the earlier day. So should you stel up chazoka here? Do you have the right to say chazoka here? The animal was not a treifa when it was born. How do you know the animal was not a treifa? Because it's more than a year old. So it's a glad milsim afreya now that it wasn't a treifa a year ago. So I said stel up chazoka, it didn't become a... But now I see one of the animals is a treifa. So it became a treifa after I milked it, after I made all the cheese. So Shlomo mitel kach alocha lemais and mosig minis mikam lebeinus v'chakach nishcha toachas. If he would have taken 61 animals and milked all of them, so it says in Yeriday, we assume probably approximately the same amount of milk from each one of them. So the treifa milk is batel b'shishim. That's what Tosfos says. The treifa milk would be batel b'shishim. But I didn't take, he doesn't have 60 animals. Now they have 30,000 animals on a dairy farm. They don't have 20. But the days of the Bali Atesis, they didn't have so many animals. So they had 20 animals, they milked all the animals. So you don't have shishim. You see that one of the cows is now a treifa. You don't know when did it become a treifa. So do you have the right to say the fact that the animal now is more than a year old is an indication that it wasn't a treifa a year ago. Now it is a treifa. It means you postponed the change till as late as possible. It became a treifa after you milk the cows, so then all the cheese will be mutter. So they say wrong. Moses didn't come back. Hakam nishchato ha'achas, and you don't have shishim. You didn't milk 61 cows. That you have 60 kosher cows against one treifa. And then says treifa, one that I shechted is a treifa. Shukula masuris, all the cheese is also. Deinli lahamid parach es kosher lema hashtahu dinitrefa. Why? Because last year, before, when I was milking the cows, I didn't know for sure that it's not a treifa. That's called the chazaka shlen is barra b'shaita. So the Rosh disagrees with the Bala Tesis, The Rosh says it is. It is Nisbara B'Shaita. Before you establish it as a din of Azlina Basaruba, then it's Loi Nisbara B'Shaita. You have to wait till the Pura is a year old. Then you say, Loi Milsim Afra wasn't the Trefa the day he was born. Then you're going to go back and then say, oh, wasn't the Trefa then? So it didn't change. And if it did change, it changed it as late as possible. But once we come to the Maskana, however we come to the Maskana, that Rav is a good Birur, Rav is Mavar, the facts of the case. So a year ago, or half a year ago, when I was milking the cows, I knew that the cow was a kosher. How do you know? You didn't take an x-ray. I knew the cow was kosher based on Rav. Rav behems k'sherisein. So now I have a shayla, but it clearly changed. One of the 20 cows I shechted yesterday, and it's a treifa. So in Vaday changed. It changed. I should attribute the change to as late as possible. So the Rosh quotes the argument. Tosis proves it from the Gemara. V'yeshlema l'kol chazog v'gemara b'shaita. And therefore, mitach kach yeshlema l'alchach l'maisa. No, so the Rosh said, no, it's wrong. There would have been a proof if you wouldn't have established the din of Azlina Basaruba, but once you have the din, you do go Azlina Basaruba, then it is a Hazaka Shekenes Barra B'Shaita. It was Nizbar, not based on experimentation, not based on Yediyah Vadois, but based on a Raif. That's also called the Hazaka Shekenes Barra B'Shaita. So that's the big Machalikis in the Rishonim. Is that true? If you establish what the fact is, what the Metzias is, based on a Raif, and then you see that it's not so, so do you say, oh, must have changed, and we attribute the change till as late as possible? Or do you say, no, that's not called Nizbara B'Shaita. You have to have a Yediyah Vadois. Yediyah based on a Rav is not enough to call it a Chazok. And then Tosfos continues, Mihu, B'Trefa Mach Mashahareya Hisrucha, in Perikei L'Trefa, is Adinam of a Sircha. So if you have an animal that has a sirch on the lungs, the ray is the lungs. Maybe we would declare that it's kosher. Tosis is assuming that if you milk a cow that has a sirch on the lungs, it'll be a trefa. Is this necessarily true? So there's a thesis later where there's a machlokes. The Gemara says, "Ein sircha b'lo nekav." If the animal has a sircha on the lungs, here there's a long thesis on mem zayin amen aleph. The top thesis, it goes on mem vav and the base to the top of mem zayin amen aleph. So there's a machlokes Rashi and thesis. What does that mean? Ein sircha b'lo nekav. So Rashi says the fact that there is a sircha on the lungs is a clear indication there must have been a nekev in the lungs, and a nekev in the reya makes the animal into a trefa. So this animal is already a trefa. Ein tzirch b'lo nekev, there already is a nekev. Tosis is not happy with Rashi. That's how Tosis begins. Al pirish akuntris, pirish tzirch machmas nekev hi bo'o. It's an indication that there already was a nekev, kosher l'ri. The Gemara says, the sirchas don't always asa the behemoth. Sometimes if it's a sircha kisidron, there are different in the lung, what do you call them? The lobes in the lung, like balloons. Let's say there are three balloons in a row. A layman's view. Okay. So if you have a sircha from the first to the second, and when the animal breathes in, so the balloon gets bigger and the animal breathes out, the balloon gets smaller. So if the sircha is between 1 and 2, or between 2 and 3, that's Haina Revisai, that's normal. The Gemara says, Kisidron. The Gemara says on the last line, Haina Revisai, that's the way the animals grow, that's normal. But if the sircha is from 1 to 3, the sircha attached in 1 to 3, then the middle lung, number 2, is going to get expand when the animal is going to breathe in air, and the sircha is going to rip apart. So it's going to rip a hole either on one number one or number three, because the sircha is attaching one and three. So the only time the sircha makes a trefa If it's Shaloi Kisidron, if it's going to be, that's the last line. If the Sikha is Kisidron, Hanami Visaya, that's going to be a healthy animal. So Tosfos asks on Rashi, but if ain't Sikha Beloi Nekev means it's an indication there already was an Ekev, so how can it be Trefa Enechazeres Lachshera? How can it be? Once the animal is a Trefa, it can't become kosher again. That's Tosfos Taina against Rashi. So Rashi apparently thinks Trefa is Chazeres Lachshera. That's a big machloikis later, Behemam Kasha. The next pair, machloikis, the Rosh, has a machloikis with the Ramban.
Did they have the method for creating non-glad meat in days of Rashi and Tosfos by checking with the water?
I don't know what system they used.
With that, could possibly Rashi be relying on that? That you...
No, but
put it
but,
in the water, and then that's how. Even if it has a, even if it has an ekev, even if it has a sirfa, might not necessarily have an ekev, and that's how the Gemara understands.
But Rashi seems to have understood that the fact that there is a sirfa is an indication that there already was an ekev. So Rashi holds Anachanami when it had an ekev, it was a trefa. But then if a sirfa develops, so sometimes the trefas will heal. Let's say you'll do surgery. The animal has a trefa, then you do surgery. And you make it ois trefa, it lives till the age of 120. So Rashi...
Meaning, would Rashi then... What I mean is, would Rashi require some kind of birur that the nekev is gone?
Yeah, okay. So the birur is that the sircha connects 1 and 2 or 2 and 3. Sircha kisidron. So the problem of trefas was solved. There was a problem of trefas for a couple of months. And then the behemoth got over it. It healed. It healed, so it's good. And Tosfos says, on principle, there is no such thing. Treif einach azeres lachshera. If it already had a neck, if it can't be, that it's going to become kosher. So we know la'alocha, that's a machlokes, between the Ramban and the Rosh, and the fourth perek, and behemam kosher. The Ramban thinks like Rashi, even if an animal, let's say an animal breaks its leg by the tzumas agidin, from one location in the leg, the animal will be a treifa. So the Ramban says, take a saw, and cut off another inch higher. So you'll be like you did a surgery, so it won't be a trefa anymore. The Rosh says, that's ridiculous. Once the animal is a trefa, it's macholos asuris, trefa ene chazeres lachsher. So that's the same machloikis, Rashi and Tosfos, the machloikis, the Rosh and the Ramban. So what does it mean, ain't sircha below nekev, according to Tosfos? If you already had a nekev, there's no way that it can become kosher later on. So Tosfos says, a chiddush, if the animal has a sircha shaloi kesidron, it's sofer linokev, it's oimed lihinokev, it's a treif al shem ha'osid. But it's not a treifa now. Wow, look, we're all going to die. All the behemoths are going to drop dead sooner or later. Another 100 years, all the behemoths are going to be dead. So every animal is a treif al shem ha'osid. So they say, no, if it has a sircha, it's a treif al shem ha'osid. So the Marchesha shows from a thesis later, the din that cholav behema tameya yotzman atame tame is only if it already is a treifa. But if it's a treifa, you're not allowed to eat it. Al shem ha'asid, because ein sircha b'lein nekev means that it certainly will develop. If it would have lived longer, it would have developed a nekev, but it didn't live so long. So it's a treifa al shem ha'asid. So then there's no iser on the cholav. An interesting shitas ha'tesis. But this tesis is assuming not so. Our Tosfos is assuming that if you have a behemoth that has a sircha and you made milk from it and you made cheese from the milk, the milk and the cheese will be asa.
When they check the lungs, do they split apart the reas in order to see if there's a sircha in between? Or they just assume that, like Rashi, since it's in between, it's okay?
What do you mean that they split apart? The first, the pshochet sticks his fingers in to see if there are any sirchas. Then if he finds that there is a sircha, so then he puts it below a bucket of water, he puts it in the water, and he blows on the windpipe, and he sees whether any bubbles will come up. If bubbles come up, means that there's a hole on the ray. If the bubbles don't come up, means that there's no hole. Yeah, that's how they test it. So Tosfos here is assuming that if you have an animal that has a sircha and it gives off milk, the milk will be asa and the cheese will be asa. And the Machesh points out, there's a Tosfos later that says, according to Deshita, Mem Zayin, And Sicha Belo Nekem does mean that there already was a Nekem. It means it's Sofali Nekem. In the future, there wouldn't be a din of Cholav Behemet Meir. The Cholav would have been Kosh. So Tosfos says over here, Mihu, if you shechted, I made all the cheese, I had 20 animals. I didn't have 61. If I had 61 animals, I shecht one. It turns out to be a trefa. So it says in Yeridei, the milk is Batla B'shish. You mixed all the milk together, be Batla B'shish. But we're talking only has 20 animals, and you shechted one of them, and it's a trefa. So it's not Batla B'shish. So they say that's only if it turns out a real trefa. Mi'u b'trefa machna shaveh, yisrucha, imha yinu b'kim liv, dakev sheshoheh lo heter. We're machmar a lot on sirches. We don't know exactly what it's called, the sircha, it's not called the sircha. So if it's trefa because of a sircha, then Tosfos says there's room to be mekel. Why? Tavale svek svek. Sofik, maybe it's not really a trefa. Many of the things that we ask, mitam sircha is just lechumra. Maybe it's not a trefa at all. Im timtzulam a trefa, maybe eimer da acha kach nitrufa. Maybe it became a trefa after I milked the cow. Maybe it wasn't a trefa at the time. But they're assuming that if you milked a cow that did have a sircha, I know it had a sircha, milked the cow afterwards, then it will be trefa. Then the cholav will be awesome. They're assuming like Rashi. And they themselves hold, and sircha b'loy nekem means in the future, so the cholav would be kosher. There is a discussion over here. The Gemara has, there are different kinds of trefas. So some trefas can develop in 2 minutes. A broken leg. Could be an animal. I didn't know. I wasn't watching the behemoth. I see the animal has a broken leg just where all the veins join together, where the tumus agidin is. It could be that happened yesterday. Could it didn't happen a long time ago. But a sircha takes at least 3 days to develop. So if you shecht a cow and you see that it has a sircha, you cannot assume that the sircha just occurred a minute ago. It takes at least 3 days to develop a sircha. Sometimes the animals are so overgrown with sirchas, this didn't happen in 3 days. It happened in at least 9 months or something like that. So it depends what the nature of the sircha is, but a plain sircha is at least 3 days. So some Rishonim say, this second din of chazaka that we were talking about, that if you know, chazaka usually means status quo, you assume that nothing changed. And even if you see that it did change, you assume, you attribute the change to as late as possible. You don't know when the man was killed by the Nazis, so you observe the outside on the last day, not on the earliest day, on the last possible day. That's if it's possible that he was killed on the last day. What if you know bevadai, the police... I remember my next-door neighbor in Philadelphia lived all by himself, and he died, and no one realized that he had died. And the police people finally said, we haven't seen this guy in the longest time. So the police opened up his house, and they found him dead. And he had our hamantashen that we gave him on Purim, and they found him dead on Pesach. And the police said he's dead at least 2 weeks. At least 2 weeks. So you can't say the Cheskas Chai, he was alive until 5 minutes ago. You can't shtelav chazaka till his late, till the present. The police said he's been dead at least for 2 weeks. They can tell. So once you can't extend the chazaka till the present, mamish, till a minute ago, then the Rishonim have all the same thing if you have a sircha. So you know for sure the sircha has been here at least 3 days. The sircha doesn't develop in 5 minutes. So once you have to go back at least 3 days and you can't extend the cheskas ksheira till the present, so then there's no chazaka at all. So that's, Tosfos doesn't seem to be holding like that. This Tosfos says, you have a sex vacant. Maybe the sircha is not really a sircha, because we're not bikiyim livdik on the sircha. Maybe it's ksheira. And even if it is a trefa, maybe it happened later. But the sircha takes 3 days to develop. So you have to go back at least three days. It's been a trade for at least 3 days before he shechted it. So then maybe you shouldn't use chazok. He says, no, you should use the chazok until 3 days ago. And another Balei HaTosfos say, no. Once you can't extend the chazok to the present, you can't use the chazok at all. So these are issues in Shulchan Aruch. Chazaka does him the Kerach Ruba, the Rava, the Rosh. The Rosh disagrees with Tosfos. That's not called the Chazaka Shlan's Bar B'Shaita. It wasn't his Bar B'Shaita. And the Havamin of the Gemara before he knew the Din of Raiv, so it's called Chazaka Shlan's Bar B'Shaita. Once you get to the Maskana, there is a Din of Raiv. So it wasn't his Bar B'Shaita based on the Raiv. And Tosfos holds not so. There's no such thing as Chazaka does him the Kerach Ruba. And this shaila, whether because it's a sukkah, so for 3 days you can't go till the present. So maybe you don't use that din chazaka at all. Fine. Well, does the Gemara continue? The next one says, Rav Acha bar Yankel says, you learn that Ruba de Leisa Kamon Misor HaMishtaleach. What's the story of the story HaMishtaleach? Nobody eats it. You push it over the cliff. No one's going to eat it, but still, it's like a korban. The din is, you can only use as a sor hamishtaleach something that's roi hakriv as a korban, because it takes shnei sirim. One is going to become a sor l'Hashem, one's going to be a sor l'Azazel, and then the sor l'Azazel has to be roi to be a sor l'Hashem. So neither of them can be a trefa. The sor l'Hashem is a korban. So that's the gemara menachas taf hey. You can't bring any korbanos if they're trefa, and the sor l'Azazel has to have had a potential, a possibility of serving as the Sor Lashem. So he says, the Rachman Amar says in the Tavaloka, Shnei Asirim, Shnei Shavim, they both have to be kosher, neither can be a trefa. So the question is, Velechish, Dilmachat Menai Trefa, he. Lam Shunamin Zil Basurub. I've written my nafkin law mino. What do you care if the soil lazozel is a trefe? Not makrovina is a korban based on migdash. No. The diz and a girl kareh lazozel el bedovah haroi lashem. The shnei sirim have to be both roi to serve as the soil lashem. Otherwise the goyrol doesn't, the goyrol, the hagrola is only valid if it's a toss up between A and B. Which one is going to be the soil lashem, which is going to be the soil lazozel?
Isn't it in the Mishnah when they quote that pasuk Shushneim Shavim, they say it's like a big yeved, that if, and it's referring to their appearance, and if they are not equal in appearance, big yeved, it's fine.
Correct.
So what's the pasuk helping by trefa if they're both, if one of them is a trefa?
No, but trefa is no good. If one of them is going to be a trefa,
so chiluk in half the din, so it teaches two things. The pasuk,
yeah, shneim shavim is one din. That's only lahatchili. You have to have nitzchom keechas. You have to buy them both at the same time, after the same height, and the same good looks, and the same. Well, they have to look approximately the same, similar, the same. But that's not mi'akad b'di'evad. Even if he bought them at different times, they don't look similar. They don't look like identical twins. But this ain't a gol kavel, lazad davar l'Hashem. That's a real din. That's mi'akeh b'riyevet. So if one of them would be a trefa, so it wouldn't be any good. So the sor l'Hashem may be after you shecht it, you're going to cut it up and ascertain that it was not a trefa. But the sor l'Azaz, they push it over the cliff. So maybe if they push it over the cliff, then you have to look at the dead body and cut it up in pieces to make sure that it's not a trefa. The Gemara said that's impossible. After you push it over the cliff and it's dead, then you go check to see that it's not a trefa. No, the Mishnah says it's impossible. Things are going to be all over the place. So lazos is going to be ripped apart when you push it over the cliff. It's not shechted to check. It'll probably become a trefa when you push it over the cliff. It'll be bruised and injured in such a way, he won't be able to tell what happened Mechaim, what happened Lahamisa. It's impossible. So that's a raya. That's a raya that you go basarav. The Rav Behem is Ksheva saying, fine. That's a, from the Parsha and the Chumash, you see you go basarav. The next Amor has a different Mokka. Eh? Each Amor has another Mokka. A Mary Amma Asim and Maka Ovidim, Adamachmana Katle. The din is that Maka Ovidim is Chai Misa. How do you know that it's his father, the mother, the baby came out of her womb? But maybe the father is not the father. Just because the father is married to his wife doesn't necessarily mean that this is his baby. A woman, even if the woman is having an affair with someone else, but the likelihood is that the children that she's going to have are probably going to be from her husband. So the whole institution of Maka Aviv, Maka could be a Vadois. The Maka Aviv, or Mikala Aviv, is only based on a roif. So you see that you go basar roif even to give din in the fashas. You go basar roif even to give din in the fashas. The Rambam, there's a famous Rambam that in Ilchas Yisuri Biyah, the Rambam says, Tinuk hanimtza mushloch ba'ir. You live in a city where the 90% of the population of women are able to have children between the age of 15 and 60, whatever, are Jewish. And then, so if you have a Schwarzer baby, so obviously it's not, someone had a Schwarzer baby and they put it on the steps of the police station. So it's not from a Jewish mother. But if it's a white baby, and the odds are that it's probably from a Jewish woman, because the roiv of the women who are roi leleda in that city are Jewish women, then you go basarav to establish that the child is Jewish. So you have him adopted by a Jewish family, and you make a bar mitzvah, you send him to yeshiva, he gets married to a Jewish girl, everything Jewish, davens bar nomad, tsarf him to the minyan, everything, he can lane, he can say kiddush to be motzi everybody else, but the Rambam says that if his wife, he'll marry a Jewish girl, but if his wife will be mezada, you don't give her the death penalty because you don't give misa based on a roiv. You don't give misa based on a roiv. Roiv is not good for dealing the fashas. Why not? So the Shev Shmaitzer says, probably because the pasuk says, the Gemara says, ein halcha b'mamon achar haroiv. How did the Gemara machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, but he might see mamon based on a roiv. So we pass on like Shmuel, ein halchem imam and acharav, against Rav. Why not? So the Shev Shmaitzer says, both are learned out in the same style. Shmuel's din and halchem acharav, and the Rambam's that you don't give din the first is based on Rav, is based on the same idea. The Pasuk says, al pishnayim edim, al pishlosh edim, yumas ames. Means only edim, anything less than edim is no good. So Rav is less than edim. And it says, al pishnayim edim, al pishlosh edim, yakum dover. So mammon is the only thing that's good is eidim. Anything less than eidim is no good. So therefore, roiv is no good to give din nefashos. Xeris hakosu, and roiv is no good to be moitzi mammon from a muchsuk. And dovah shebi'ever roiv is good because there really is no pasuk. I didn't know that dovah shebi'ever needs to weigh them. It's dovah dovah mi mammon. It says a man divorces his wife kimotze bo'er bas dover, and you learn dovah. What do you mean? He discovered that she is a soita asur l'bat. He found out she had an affair with someone else. How did he find out? Gemara says, "Kimotza ba'ervas dover, 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 mi mamen. Al pishneidim, al pishloish edim, yakum dover." Just like by mamen, you need to aid him. So by dover shebi'er, you also need to aid him. That only tells you need to aid him. Aid echad is no good. You can't be medayik aid him in anything less than aid him is no good. It's only exereshava dover dover. Never says explicitly that you need to aid him. So mamen is in the first where it says explicitly, "Al pishneidim, aid him, al pishloish edim, yomas ameis." And mom is up, Pishneidim, Ashleshim, Yakum Dover. So the Mashmas is anything less than Edim is no good. So Ein Halchim and Mammon Acharev to be Maitz and Mammon, you don't give Misa based on a Rav. So the Rav is Masag on the Rambam. How can he say the Rav is no good? It didn't force us. It's against the Gemara. The Gemara learns that, the whole institution of Ruba Dalesa Kamon. Learned that from Maka Avim and Makala Lavi, Maka Avim. The Dilma Lavavihu, the answer is Zil Basaruba and Rabil is Achabal. So you see that you do by Basarub to give Din of Fashas. It's a Kasha on the Rambam. The Rabbi has a lot of Kashas on that Rambam. The Gemara all over the place. Gemara is all over the place. That you do go Basarub to give Din of Fashas. So the Gemara says, and how can you even prove? Shrek the Gemara, but Dilma, maybe the only time the Torah says that Makov and Makavalov is Chayv Misa is Kigon, but Dilma Kigon, Shahoyov and Machavushim, Beis Asurim, maybe they were both locked up in prison for the longest time, and then she had a baby, and the only person there was the husband. So maybe the only time there would be an Einish Misa, Makov and Makavalov, is in such a rare case, when you know Bevadai that the husband of the woman is the father of the baby. The Gemara says, how can you tell? I feel like ain't up a chop is like rice. What, they're awake 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Maybe the prison warden came in when the husband was sleeping and he was mezana with the wife, and maybe the child that they had is not from the husband. Just because they were in prison for the longest time doesn't mean the prison warden wasn't mezana with her. Okay. So the Gemara says, that's the mokshin. Avkano Amar a different mocker. Each Amar gives a different mocker to prove in the Chumash, the institution of Azlina Basurba. Avkano Amar Asim Hargis HaNefesh. Damachman Katlei Aratzech is Chayim Misa. But if you kill a Gabri Ktiva, so you're not Chayim Misa. So you kill a Trefa, who there are two people who are called the Gabri Ktiva. One is Mishinig Madina Lemisa, a person is healthy, but he was Mechal Shabbos, and the Bez Medig Mardim are going to give him Skila. Or is Rabbi Rabbi Dezar, we're going to give him Skila, whatever. So Mishinig Madina Lemisa is considered a Gabri Ktiva, or a person who is a Trefa is considered a Gabri Ktiva. So then it's Argas HaTrefa is not Chayim Misa. How can you ever give the death penalty to anyone who murders anybody else? Maybe the dead man was a trefa. So the one who killed them is a gabri ktila kotel, so he's not chayim misa. How do you ever know whether the dead man is chayim? Dead man was a v'lechus dema trefa havi. La mishun amin zul basarube, and right people are not trefa. Just like Rob Amos Kshiris, so most human beings are not trefa. I v'chitayim with the bat kinele, maybe you only give the death penalty to the retzeach if the police will investigate and they'll cut up the dead body, they'll do an autopsy, and they'll ascertain that the dead man who was murdered by the Retzeach was not a Trefel. We'll do an autopsy and ascertain that the murdered man, the murdered victim, was not a Trefel. The Gemara says a Komenavo. That's an Issa Nivel Ames. You're not allowed to do an autopsy, it's an Issa. Where they get this Issa Nivel Ames? So it's based on the pasuk. It says, "Kavutik b'ranim b'yom hu kikilos elokim tolui." You're not allowed to leave the mace overnight because it's a man was created b'tzelam elokim v'nisol abonim lamokim. So it's a bizoyan. It's a bizoyan amace. You see that you're not allowed to do a nivul amace to leave the mace overnight. You have to bury him on the same day. Certainly, you're not allowed to do an autopsy. I b'chitaymo. So it's an issa to do an autopsy because of bizoyan amace. It's never mutter. Is it ever mutter to do an autopsy? So the Nadav Yehuda says, yes, sometimes it's shrimp pikoch nefesh, it's mutter. Let's say the man died from a very rare disease. We don't know how that disease functions. We don't know how it kills the body. So much of medical science has been advanced because of all autopsies that were making for so many centuries. Every time they did an autopsy, they learned something new about how the body functions. So the Nadi Behuda says, if you have a chelul of anen, you have someone with the same, someone is suffering from the same disease that this man just died from, and the doctors think that there is a chance if they'll do an autopsy on the dead body, we'll be able to discover some information about this disease that may possibly save the life of the someone else. So then, safik bikoch nefesh is derech adiyisid nivul ames. Yes, safik bikoch nefesh. Or let's say a woman lost a child. She lost a baby. Woman lost two babies. And the doctors don't understand why she's losing the babies. So they want to do an autopsy on the dead fetus. Maybe they'll discover something that will help her to have the next baby without losing the third baby or the fourth baby. So we would allow it that case also. Sometimes we do allow an autopsy.
How would that be pikuach nefesh?
You can't really call that pikuach nefesh because it wasn't born yet. But if there's a major tzorah gadol, then we do allow it. Yeah, how come? Let's see, maybe only give the death penalty to the retzeach if we're going to do an autopsy on the murder victim, then we're not allowed to come up. V'chiteim ha-mishum ibn neshama dahai ninavle, maybe it should be permitted to do nivul ames, to do the autopsy, in order to do what? Shum ibn neshama dahai. What do you mean? In order to save the life of the murderer, in order to give him the death penalty. How do you translate that sentence? V'chiteim ha-mishum ibud neshama, Rashi, dahai retzeach, the lo lemes. You want to save the life of the retzeach. Mishum ibud neshama, dahai retzeach, the lo lemes. We don't want him to die. Mishum debinam shavto eidah, v'tzilu eidah. We always bend over, v'tzilu eidah, he means. He means the second, the last two words, v'tzilu, not v'shav. He bent over backwards to try to save people's lives. So what does the Gemara say? You don't want to, you're going to try to save the life of the murderer. maybe the murder victim was a Gavr Ktila. Maybe it was a Trefa. So maybe we should permit an autopsy to be able to ascertain that it was a Trefa, so we won't give the death penalty. And if you won't do the autopsy, then you will give the death penalty. Misafek. That's what it sounds like. If you're not sure whether the murdered victim was a Trefa or not, you do give the death penalty. But if you do an autopsy, you ascertain that the murder victim was a Trefa, then you save the life of the murderer. So if you're not sure, if you didn't do the autopsy, so Misafek, you shouldn't give the death penalty. So what do you mean? So why should you allow the autopsy? If you don't do the autopsy, you shouldn't give the death penalty. You do the autopsy to ascertain that he was not a trefa to give him the death. So why should you allow an autopsy to give the death penalty? Rashi translates, Shum ibn Shaman Han Navle, let's try to save the life of the murderer. Let's try to put him to death. So that's a question. How are you saving the life by doing the autopsy? You should save his life even if you don't do the autopsy. If you do the autopsy, it turns out that he's not a trefa. Then you give him.
Maybe all the other evidence indicates he's guilty.
All the other evidence what?
Indicates he's guilty.
Yeah, but he may be a Gavra Ktila. Yeah, the case is such that everything is in place to give the death penalty. The only thing that you have to ascertain whether the murder victim was a Sholem or a Trefa. So if you don't know...
Maybe we assume that he's not, but there might be a small, less than a something.
Most people are not Trefas, right. Yeah. Most people are not Trefas. That's what he says. You go Basarayf. You go Basarayf. But how do you know you go Basarayf? The Gemara says, maybe you'll do an autopsy. The Gemara says, no, you're not allowed to do an autopsy. The Gemara says, why not? You should allow an autopsy here. Why should you allow an autopsy? In order to give the death penalty, or in order not to give the death penalty? So Rashi says, in order not to give someone ever, there's a suffix, so you don't give the death penalty.
Then you would never give the death penalty.
Then you never give the death penalty, so it must be that you learn out that you go Basarayf. So that's what this Mandama says. You learn out from Retzeach that you go Basarayf. Avkanam Hargis HaNefesh. This cloud, we learn from Hargis HaNefesh. Otherwise, you never give the death penalty. Maybe the murder victim was a trefa. The Gemara said, how do you prove it? Maybe you'll make an autopsy. So the Gemara said, not allowed to. The Gemara said, why not allowed to? In this case, you should be allowed to. Why in this case you should be allowed to? In order to give him the death penalty. In order, yes, to give him the death penalty. No? Rashi learns, in order to pater him from the death penalty. Pater him is misofik, is going to be pater. So Shaila, how do you translate the words? Yishum ibud neshama daha in the navle. Maybe it means not like Rashi. In order, yes, to give the death penalty, we should allow an autopsy. What kind of a din is that? What kind of a din is that? The death penalty that you give a murderer. Let's say a man is Machal Shabbos, a man is Eber Abed Ezer, that's what we call Misa LaShamayim. That's not Binod Machaveiro. And if a murderer murders someone else, is that Misa LaShamayim or is that Misa Binod Machaveiro? Is that collected? It's considered as if the death penalty is collected by the Haruk. So that's a big machlekes in the Rishonim. Some Rishonim say that by Retzeach, it's Misa Lazeh. It's not Misa LaShemayim, it's Misa. Also in Baba Kama. Misa Lazeh v'tashlum and Lazeh. So some Rishonim hold that by Retzeach, that's the Shaila, where the Krovi Haruk, Aksherim Neged Lahoid, Shem lohayd neged haretzeach. The kroivim to the baldin apostolatus. Let's say you have a malven aloiva. So the cousin of the malven, the cousin of the aloiva, are not kosher lohayd in either direction. Because they kroivim to the baldin. We're discussing whether Reuven killed Shimon is Reuven chayv misa. So Reuven's cousin is apostolatus one way or the other. What about Shimon's cousin? Shimon is dead. So he's out of the picture. Or do you say, no, it's a chimisa, it's like a taveya and a nitva. The taveya is the one you really owe the death penalty to the haruv, to the murder victim. And the Goel Adam comes to collect on behalf of the Harug. The Gemara says, and if you acquit the murderer, it's chayfse the Goel Adam. It's like a din Torah between Reuven and Shimon. If he wins, he loses, and if he wins, he loses. So when you have a Ritzicha, it's chayfse the Goel Adam. If the murderer is acquitted, then the Goel Adam lost the din Torah. So the Gemara uses the Lashonis, that's what some Rishonim say. The Gemara uses the Lashonis as if the Chiyuv Misa of Retzeach is Ben Adam L'Chaver, as if the Chiyuv is to the Horeb. So maybe we allow an autopsy in order to give the Misa to the Retzeach, because the Horeb would want it. We don't do Nivel Ameis, we don't do an autopsy Nivel Ameis, because it's Bizoyan Ameis, but if the Meis would want to collect the death penalty from the Retzeach, then we would allow the Nivel Ameis. Maybe that's how you translate. Rashi doesn't say like that. In order to save the Horeg, we should do the autopsy. What do you mean? If you're not sure, you're going to save his life. So others learn, I think that Rabbi Behuda learns not like Rashi. In order to give the death penalty, not in order to acquit the murderer, in order to give him the death penalty, we should allow the evil ameis, because the death penalty by Ritzich is considered in Adam HaChaveroi. So the Horeg would have wanted it. So the Gemara says, no, it's not going to help anyway. If you shot him, let's say you shot him in the brain. Maybe you had a brain tumor exactly there. You can't tell now. Maybe you had a tumor in the brain exactly where the bullet made a big hole through his head. Maybe exactly the place where he killed him, maybe there was a trephis over there, so you'll never be able to tell. So he says, from the fact that there's an institution that a Retzech is Chai Misa, that's a raya that... You can't say Rob is going to make a bedikah. It's impossible. Sometimes impossible to make a bedikah. Sure. Maybe there was a nekev that made a trefis exact. Unless he choked him to death, or unless he drowned him. So everything is intact. The whole body is intact, and then you'll be able to check for all the trefis. But usually, you kill someone, so you shoot a bullet, and there's going to be a big hole through and through, or you cut off his neck. So maybe there was a simon trefis exactly where the cut was. He'll never be able to be mevar that he wasn't a treif. Okay, each one of the amaram is going to have a different yafus. Okay. So again, Sunday I will not be able to give a shiur. I have to go out of town for a bar mitzvah of our grandson. And then two